We're all.
Hope you do the introductions and.
Oh, yeah. September 27th, 2017. Look at Warren. And you're in fact, we're in Florida. University of West Florida, the University of West Florida Board of Trustees. It's my Western voice.
That's all on record now?
Yes.
And I'm Michael Malamore.
Baron Diggetson.
Chrisandra Nash.
Swan Crane.
Daniel Pace.
Enid Siskin.
John Fink.
Ryan Demian.
Remy Goujon.
Kim Liddell.
Dan Lucas. All right. I have, I think, a version of some version of everything that's outstanding to look at today.
Great.
And I guess I'm going to start.
We share, don't worry.
I think I'm going to have enough. I'll start with salaries.
Oh,
very much. I have someone working with me on this to likes the typo. I don't know why. Just likes typos and wants to put a typo wherever he can. No, it's not Baron. But
he would throw me under the bus not like that. Yeah. Really would.
But the change on page two is it's good or above rating in their most recent dean's overall evaluation. There's an extra dean's in there.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is that what you proposed?
Yes. Well, not both deans, but
just one dean.
I think now there'll be two deans.
Yeah. I think we would strike the second
yes,
dean.
Yes, it's the dean's overall evaluation of the dean him or herself.
Right.
So,
not really. You don't mean that. That's just out of respect.
Now, the eligibility has been changed a little bit to include people who have received a notice of non-reappointment or termination, and we also have added, or have resigned.
Okay.
So we're not giving salary increases to people who
won't be here to get them.
Hmm?
Who won't be here to get them?
Who won't be here to get them?
It says, or separation, it doesn't say resignation. It says reappointment, issued non-reappointment, termination, or separation prior to the effective date. I don't see.
Wait, a month says or tender to resignation.
And the resignation.
Mine has separation.
Oh, okay, but that, I'm sorry, I thought you were still talking about the bonus.
No.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm moving down to the
okay.
next section. Yeah. Okay. I'm trying just to hit the changes that have been made. Since the last version.
Can I ask you a question? Yes. What you mean by that on the resignation line?
That means somebody who has already submitted a resignation.
A resignation for the next year? Or they'd like to submit a paperwork to resign the following August, or that they have resigned
left.
To tender one's tendering is at what point in the process?
Somebody who's
submitted paperwork?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Somebody who's said, I'm resigning on this date. I'm no longer working here.
Okay.
Have you passed 25-3 or you're at B?
Yes. Go ahead.
On A, I hate to be this precise, but it's actually an average to average. It's not an average percent change. The calculation that the university wants to use is defined by the Bureau of Labor. As average to average.
It's the CPIU type. It's CPIU average to average.
Right.
Okay. Right. So
well, okay. All right. I'll check into that. That isn't my language. That was the language of our finance office. So they said that's the one that's how you would describe it. But I'll point out to them. You think otherwise. We've added temporary supplements to administrative supplements in determining what would be included in the calculation of the base salary. And you know, and Dan, if you notice, I have average to average in B, and I have average to average in B in the next page.
That's fine.
I mean, but when they went through and dictated changes, they changed that to average percent change. But we mean, we're all on the same page.
No, we are, we absolutely.
Mean, we know what we're talking about.
Let's see, the same change.
It's the, just to be clear, that's why we have this arbitration, because this precise definition. I just want to make sure it's precisely right. Defined the same way.
All right, good. We need to put in there.
Third next page.
CPUs were calculated the way that we disagreed over and the university insisted upon in its response to agreements.
Yeah, we're
again. Yeah, the simplest way to fix this is it's the type of CPIU, right? So whatever you say CPIU, the CPI-U average slash average. Like that's Mike, it's all within the parentheses. CPIU average average. That's how the CPIU does.
In fact, what they have
rather than December slash December.
And it's happening again at 25 next page.
But when they inserted most recently completed calendar year, that was our position, and that's why we're in arbitration, because we defined that as it's stated. Most recently average completed year. The university then has been saying average to average in their calculations. We're fine with that, but you're just going to trigger yet another.
All right. So what do you want to take? What do you want to take out? I got average to average.
Strike the underlying language that says average percent change. Just strike that. All you have to do is take our current status quo language, and where it says CPIU within the parentheses, have it say AVG period slash AVG period, because those are the only two types of CPIU are CPIU December December and CPIU average average. So, and those are specific calculations. So if you say CPIU average average, that's the one that we used for the previous increase. It would make it consistent in the current increase, in the forthcoming increases.
Yeah, it's happening also on the next page, by the way.
Well, that's the current university position in their calculations. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got that. Okay. I think this is what you proposed last time. But whatever you proposed last time is what you're trying to capture, which is that we were going to give a $1,000 salary increase that was going to be expedited from 3 years from now to August of 2018. And you, Jonathan, you said, what about people in the fourth year, fifth year? And I think you mean people who would be currently in their first year and second year that would ripen into their fourth year and fifth year?
Yes. Well, they would be people with a higher date of 2013 and 2014.
Right. Who would ordinarily receive...
Yeah, they would have already been into their first multi-year contract. Right? Yeah. They would have completed 3 years of employment and earned that first multi-year contract. So they would be in like their fourth or fifth year of employment.
And in their
first multi-year contract. So they would be 2 years away from receiving, 1 to 2 years away from receiving their second multi-year contract that has the money attached.
Right.
Because you don't receive your first multi-year contract till year three. Like, you have to do three. That's where it gets confusing. Because you have to do 3 years of single-year contracts. So you get your first multi-year contract after year three. Right.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to get around to, I drafted up sort of like a policy sheet, which I'll get to in a second, and I think covers those kinds of things. So people who would come up for the $1,000 in 2021, 2022, and 2023 would get it in 2018.
Right. Yeah. Because I can show you. This is the.
That's our intent.
Right. And this is the new language here in 4. Right. It's not underlined here.
It's all new.
See, so if you look, this is just a list of instructors, lecturers, and research associates, right? Yeah. So the way that the language works is anyone who has a 2012 or earlier hire date, they're included in that first class, right? They're coming up as scheduled for their $1,000 at this August 8th date, right? Yeah. The ones that you guys, in addition, last time you proposed including people at with a hire date of 2015, right? They're the ones who would just be finishing their first 3 years. So it's this group here.
Hired in 16 and 17.
Hired in 13 or 14.
Okay.
Right, 16 and 17, they're not eligible. They wouldn't receive anything.
Okay.
So it's this 11 people in here who would be in between.
You know what we should probably do, and I think we've done this once before, is actually attach an appendix with the identity of the people who actually receive it so that there's not one.
Okay.
All in favor of that? Yes.
I like that.
Clarity.
That's all our current list of instructors. Those are people who are all eligible for. So they would be
perfect.
The one thing we don't know, Mike, on the eligibility is whether or not we don't know their annual evaluations, right?
Right. We could just say that they are in the class that would be subject to this language. But they'd still have
something to meet the eligibility requirements. Yeah. I think that's previous language. The 3 is the status quo language. The only thing new in here is 4.
Is that last paragraph? Okay. Is that last section?
Mm-hmm. Okay. John, are you comfortable with the language of rank date? And
rank? So the language of rank date, by that, instead of hire date, you mean in-unit status, right? This was changed here in I, right? Have a rank date on or before August 8th, 2015. Our usual language is hire date, but I'm assuming you don't want to confuse the hire date of someone who's out of unit. I'd like to have a discussion about are they in unit or out of unit on a hire date.
To be in the multi-year contract, though, in year 3, 4, or 5, wouldn't they have to be in one of these ranks?
Yes, they would have to be in rank, but usually it would just be their hire date, right?
Yeah, but
they're in unit, the in unit hire date, or in that rank.
I'm just wondering if somebody is in the unit, but if you're in the unit on that date, but you're not an instructor or lecturer, right. You're not on a multi or research associate, you're not on a multi-year contract pursuant to the section, right?
Mm-hmm.
We only have that program for those ranks, right?
Correct. Yes, but I mean there might be a situation where someone switched from an instructor to a lecturer, which are both eligible for some reason. You know, like, or they switched from instructor to a lecturer, which would both be eligible ranks, right? And they would be eligible for that multi-year contract. But I think what you're trying to capture here is someone who has a hire date that they were initially hired out of unit, right? And then they moved into unit, right? But I think that you would want to qualify that as like an in-unit hire date. Because the hire dates that are listed on this, when we request in-unit, this hire date reflects when they were hired at that position, right? Like Enid is a good example, right? Because you started as a super adjunct and then switched over. So your hire date here is listed as, what, 2011, I think. Does that sound right?
Even though I've physically been here since
April
of 2000.
Your hire date here is 8/8/11, right? You were working at the university prior to that as a super adjunct, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so, but her hire date here reflects when she began in this position.
Again, that can be solved by attaching that appendix and we can specifically know who we're talking about. I'm just making sure that we don't have a
claim. Yeah,
you could even say hire date as defined in you know, the attached appendix.
Yeah, I think we could do that. But as long, I guess the concern must be that if somebody is hired as an adjunct, because they wouldn't be in unit then, but they wouldn't be on a multi-year contract in 2015, 16, or 17.
Right.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would imagine that the change of that is someone is looking at that saying, like, I don't want someone who's hired as an adjunct to claim that their adjunct hire date counts as their eligibility hire date for this, and then they later transition to an instructor. The hard part, we've never used the term rank date before. I don't think it's even in our definitions in the
contract. That's what confused me. It's a new term for me.
It's
now, in your example, somebody was hired as an instructor and then became a lecturer 2 years later. They would still be eligible for a multi-year contract, because although their rank date would then be the later date, they would still be eligible for the multi-year contract because they were hired in a position that had a multi-year contract.
Could be spelled out.
Well, we're on the same page. It's just a matter of
how to spell it.
Use the appendix and good.
Our intention is that this means they're in unit hire date and that they are currently eligible in the system. I think we've talked to enough on the tape that these are people who are currently already in that system and are in years 4 and 5.
Right.
Very good.
And so, the hire date.
So to be clear, if you are in a multi-year contract as an instructor, lecturer, or research
associate,
and you are in your third year, you're completing your third year in August, or completing your fourth year in August, or your fifth year of multi-year contract term, you're going to get the $1,000.
Yeah, 3, 4, 5, or 6. Yeah, if you're eligible.
So by 3, that's a person who isn't in a multi-year contract yet. They're just finishing a 3 year.
They would be, next August, they would be awarded their first multi-year contract. Right. And so they would have completed 3 years of employment. Yeah. So it's that, anyone that group and previous or longer employed would receive that.
Okay. All right. Good. Well, I think we
figured
all
it out.
Understand that. I think they were
just the wording.
Yeah, it's just a new term.
We have 19, but we've seen 19. I've made no changes in 19. I've copied it. We have to go back over it. Promotion, I think we're in status quo language. So
yeah.
I have a copy of that, but we're status quo. So.
We haven't signed 19 yet.
Yeah, I know. I have it to sign, but I'm just saying. And what I have for this is the last offer we made on 3 and a memorandum of understanding that waives the cap for this year. So that's...
One for you, though.
No, that's okay. I'm sharing. And so, why don't I go see you about these 25 of them, and you would want to think about how you want to consider other things.
I'm I'm not exactly sure what the proposal is. This is all just brought here.
Well, let's summarize stuff. What we did was last time was we gave this amount of release time that could be used whenever.
Okay. Our follow-up to that was actually we returned back to your previous offer, right? Where it was just the 1.0 for the summer. We said we went back and reconsidered what you guys had put forward previously and said we would accept that. And we only provided additional language about how you would divide up that 1.0 for the summer while keeping the course releases.
Okay.
But that's the current article on the table.
Okay. So that's two of our iterations back?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let me pull that out and look at that.
Okay.
Okay. Is this officially a caucus?
What's that?
I think we haven't caucused yet.
Okay, no, okay, good.
So you can.
No, we're good.
Okay, so. I can email it to you right now.
If you would do that, that would be
okay, great. Okay, article 3. Okay.